From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today, on Muammar Gaddafi's 69th birthday, NATO jets launched their most intensive daytime airstrikes to date on the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Missile after missile struck what NATO says are military targets, as well as the Libyan leader's sprawling compound. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Tripoli, and she traveled to the historic city center as the bombs fell.
Wow.
Patrons pause and look up as explosions rattle this cafe near the city's Roman ruins. One of the waiters comes over with cups of steaming tea.
Where do you think that is, this bomb? Where?
Another place.
The compound, the brother leader compound. Too much,
As more blasts shook the narrow alleys of Tripoli's old town, people tried to carry on as if it were a normal day. Shoppers paused in front of shop windows while fruit and vegetable vendors set up their stands. One shopkeeper named Sadiq guides two journalists through the winding streets as another explosion shakes the city.
We don't care.
The bombing intensified as the day wore on. Plumes of black smoke swirled in the skies around the hotel where journalists are staying. Libyan officials took journalists to see some of the sites that were hit today. One stop was at Gaddafi's sprawling compound, Bab al-Aziziyah. Smoldering rubble and twisted metal is all that remained of a building officials claim was a three-story meeting hall used by Gaddafi to greet international leaders. An Arabic-speaking man who identified himself as a worker here, but who refused to give his name, angrily shouts at journalists that seven missiles hit the building today. Translating for him is a Libyan dentist named Mohammed Salah. He says he lives at the compound as a volunteer human shield.
Look at what they did. Well, this destruction, total destruction. Maybe they will destroy the buildings. But inside we will never be destroyed.
They estimate about 10 people are buried beneath the rubble. The body of one man is pulled out, his arms crossed over his head as if he was trying to shield himself when he was killed. Libyan soldiers and workers wrap the body in a blanket and carry it over to the journalists. Later, they put the body on a gurney and roll it to a waiting ambulance. Salah, the dentist, says the dead man was a custodian named Musba Hassan Nasser.
This is a civilian man. We're killed. And there's some more under the rocks, under these destroyed buildings. We couldn't reach.
In a phone call to Libya State TV, Gaddafi angrily denounced the attacks and swore he will not surrender. He shouts, "We will not kneel, even if it means death." Pro-Gaddafi loyalists demonstrated in the streets after the statement, firing guns and fireworks in celebration. But NATO clearly has no plans to let up the pressure on Gaddafi's government. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Tripoli.